What up, what up, and welcome to the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Dawn Darion, and helping me get through this show is my co-host, the lovely Lauren the G. What's going on, Lauren?
Nothing much. I'm doing fabulous.
There you go. Fabulous, what I like to hear.
Yes, I'm
Anyway,
great.
there you go. Today is Sunday, June 3rd, and hey, it's Brittany Grandy's birthday.
Happy birthday,
There you
Brittany, new
go.
mommy.
Or Brittany's, what is it, Souvenir? I think it's something Souvenir.
Souvenir.
There you go.
Souvenir.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Anyway, Sunday,
Mrs.
June 3rd, 2018. We got another great show for you. 30 minutes of nonstop chatter. We're broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, where we are on a heat wave.
Melting. It's been like
Okay?
100 degrees pretty much every day this week.
Every single day, I'm sweating. Anyway, we talk entertainment,
Yes.
we talk millennial life, and
Yes.
we talk shit.
Ooh.
Anyway, we post new shows every Sunday, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher,
Stitcher, yes.
and
Share
blogtalkradio.com.
and subscribe.
Definitely. Yeah, please.
Comment. Let us
Comment,
know.
love, share, everything you can do.
Everything in
Anyway.
between.
Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. It's so crazy, me and Lauren. We tried to do this show about an hour ago, and
Look.
we got hungry.
And Popeyes is across the street.
It's across the
So,
street.
and I mean, that's exercise. That
Right.
is, I mean,
So we decided to walk in the heat wave in Dallas, Texas.
which isn't, I mean, okay, yeah,
It's a hop and skip away, seriously. It's not really that far away.
Yeah.
So driving would be definitely embarrassing because we're
Honestly.
already going to a fat area.
As it is, anyways.
Yeah, in a car and then driving back. But, and then, the AC wouldn't heat, you know, it was
We would
just
have
too
to wait for
hot
the car to
anyway.
heat up.
So we walked across the street. I got a little bit of a tan. It's cool.
I'm loving it. Keeping a little,
And
crispy, and that's great.
we ate,
Oh my gosh, they
okay?
have these strawberries and cream pie. It's
It's good.
delicious.
And no, and Popeyes does not sponsor us, so. But we
Just
just
it's
ate it.
just delicious.
No, but you know what? I decided to get Popeyes because I'm actually going on a diet this week.
Ooh, see,
Yeah.
I'm gonna try and eat better.
It's
I'm not
Monday.
gonna say a
It's Monday
diet.
tomorrow, so you gotta start your diet on Monday, right?
I don't know if it's a diet. I'm just trying not to be a fatty. Darion introduced me to cauliflower rice, which
Okay.
actually
Yep.
can taste like regular rice. You can make like fried rice or like stir fry. I mean,
Okay, but tell
it's
me why my crazy self, I wasn't gonna say dumb, but don't call yourself dumb, okay? Anyway, but my crazy, well, I'm crazy. So anyway, so I am. So I didn't know that you could just actually buy cauliflower rice, like
I don't
where you could
know.
just heat it up and it's cauliflower rice.
I mean,
My
now you
dumb self
can.
has been grating the little cauliflower
I think you
look.
should do it that way because I feel
I
like when
mean,
it's in the bag, there's more chemicals and stuff in it to keep it preserved and stuff, so it's better to just
I
make it
guess.
yourself.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, think
But
about all the stuff and the
it
ingredients
is
in
a
the
long
back of that.
process. It but it does, I mean, it don't really taste no
Yeah.
different, you
Spaghetti
know?
squash, Darion also made that for me when he was on
Yeah.
some diet, and it tastes just like spaghetti. And you bake it in the oven. It's just crazy how you can make these
And so
foods that are
yeah,
better for
and I'm
you.
trying to go on so everybody's doing the keto diet. So I kind of just
What is the key? What is
well,
that?
back in
What is
my day we
that?
call it the Atkins diet, but they be adding like a lot of extra stuff to it, like
Because I know Atkins, Darion used to do Atkins, and I remember him just eating lots of
you
meat.
lose a lot of
Just lots
weight
of
when you
meat.
do it, seriously. I mean, sometimes it's temporary, but I kept it off for like 6 months. But when you go back to eating like a, you
I'm
know.
afraid to lose my butt. I'm a little curvy, y'all. And I'm just afraid that I'm gonna lose. It took me years to get the butt that I have. I do not want to lose
Well,
it.
look, do you want to lose
Starving.
weight or do you what? What do you want to do?
I
Not
want to
have a
have a
butt?
butt.
I'm
I'm
just
trying to have
saying.
that nice juicy peach thing going on, you know? That's what
Wow.
I'm doing. I don't need like a fake one, like a
This
big,
ain't Georgia.
like
You don't need a
outrageous
peach.
one.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I want like a nice like fatty, like a nice like juicy.
Oh my goodness. You
Yeah,
don't
like
need that.
that shakes when I walk,
You
but it's not
know,
so big that you have to like it gets in the way of things, you know?
if you really, really want that, you can go get surgery,
I
you
don't want to get
know.
surgery.
Okay.
I
Well,
want
Kim
like a
Kardashian does
beautiful
it.
natural butt, okay?
Anyway. Anyway, y'all, it's time to get started with the show. So we're gonna get into our hot topics, our celebrity gossip. Lauren's gonna take it over because this segment is called Lauren Explains It All.
Yes, and I have a lot to explain. Okay,
Please.
let's first just go in Pusha T and Drake. My goodness, Lord.
Yes.
It was, forgive me. That was this beef is just it's been so lovely just
So
watching it 'cause I mean, I'm not like super into rap like that, but when like rappers have beef, it's easy to get what they're talking about 'cause I've never sold drugs before, so I don't really know all the lingo, but
Right.
this,
So literally after
oh
we did
my
our show,
gosh.
right, this
Oh my
other
gosh.
song came out, beef between
I mean, Drake and Pusha T apparently have been like beefing slowly for like years apparently, but Pusha T released his album on Infrared, and he like accuses, he brings up the fact that Grace has a Jake has a ghostwriter, Quentin, and Drake released a freestyle called Duppy Freestyle, like a track called Duppy Freestyle. And he takes shots at Kanye and says that he wrote for Kanye, which everyone knows that people have write for Kanye. That's been a known thing for years. Just no one cares.
I didn't know it.
Okay. Everyone knows people have been writing for Kanye for years. He hasn't been original in years. That's why his music is sucky now. Well, not sucky, but it's just different than, you know, before, like, Jesus Walks. Very different. You know, that kind of Kanye.
Yeah.
But, so, in the Duppy Freestyle, he mentions Pusha T's fiance's first and last name. Like, out of nowhere, bringing personal stuff in. So, Pusha T released the story of Adidon, and, like, the album cover is Drake in blackface. And it's an authentic picture. It's not, like, doctored or anything. It's a real picture. He's obviously younger, but he's in blackface. And in this song, he says that Drake's mom, his dad left him when he was 5. His mom never got married.
So, he says a lot of stuff. People go into it, but people were like, wow, he really got Drake. He didn't. I mean, I'm a Drake fan and everything, but I didn't feel like it was all that. You know what I mean?
What do you mean, like the song?
I mean, yeah, I didn't feel like he killed Drake. You know what I'm saying? Did. Okay, well.
He definitely did. That's not he revealed his that he has a baby, and it's a real baby that he got with a porn star. And, like, in 24... Literally, I want y'all to know. 24 hours. Now, his baby's mama, allegedly, is named Sophie Brousseau, and her porn name is Rosie Divine. And, like, before all this happened, her name was searched, like, 44 times a day, and her, like, porn name, Rosie Divine, was searched 228 times a day. After it, in 24 hours, her name was searched 513,000 times.
Dang.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, and then WorldStar released, like, this cam.
I've been meaning to get around to,
like,
to,
and he really does have a baby. Like, this is real, like, legit. This baby named Adonis.
Allegedly,
this baby is blonde hair and blue eyed. And I think that's probably why he's hiding it, because, you know, Drake is trying to be all black and everything. And now he's got this blackface thing out, and now he's about to release that he has a white baby. I mean,
all these rappers are making babies with Armenian chicks. So, I mean.
I am, but this is, they're not. But this so, is girl makes her career being a porn star. Right. I mean, you know, Kim supposedly didn't know, blah, 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 whatever, but we all know she did. That was just one little tape. I mean, this girl has. I mean, she has a show, or was in a show, called Mistresses of Atlanta that never got picked up by a real network. But at the time, she was being taken care of by some married basketball player. Like, I mean, she's just... it's not a good look for Drake to have this be his baby mama, which is why he's keeping her secret.
Chris Brown hid his child for a minute, too, but... I mean, things happen. I mean, Drake has sex with a lot of porn stars. I mean, that's
exactly. I mean, it is so, what it is. It's just, you know, it sucks that it got released this way. Right. That in a beef. And I honestly feel like he should just stop. I think he should just bow out and be like, you know what? Okay, this is it. Because apparently, though, he has, like, Pusha T was being interviewed, and he said that someone told him that Drake offered them $100,000 for dirt on him, because he's looking for any dirt that he can find on Pusha T for his diss album. But there's not really much that he has on him. But I feel like Drake,
he hasn't accomplished as much as Drake. So
I mean, yeah, doesn't matter.
I think he was on Justin Timberlake's song or something. But anyway,
he was grinding. That was Pusha T. Remember middle school? I think doesn't matter. He's relevant now. I'm all up in Drake's business now.
I heard that his album was good or something. His album came out. It was great.
It came out. It was good.
I don't really listen to that type of rap. I listen to stuff that's on the radio. So,
like, it is on the radio.
Like popular music.
It is popular. Oh. Yeah. I think he's trying to, like, throw shots at him, but I understand. Pow, I'm not on anybody's side. Pow. I don't really care. Pow. I'm just here. I like the songs.
Cause I like music.
I get what's going on when I hear the songs. Like, some rap songs, you're like, okay, I don't know about... selling cocaine, so I don't know about any bricks. But
if they got a good beat, so and then you can get it.
Rick Ross's music, I'm not a drug addict. I love the sound of his voice, but you know, I've never sold drugs.
Give me
in my
a
life.
Summer anthem, and
boom,
hey,
boom.
I forgave,
but
Chris,
I can get this.
I forgave this. Chris Brown because his music is so good. Okay, I didn't forgive him, but I listened to his music again. So.
I mean, everybody did. Pretty much, it seems like it.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. You're so stupid. But he makes really good music.
I mean, he does. Album, Heartbreak, whatever it was.
Please don't mess up
the one
anymore.
That has like 40 something songs on it. I was listening to it. I was working out, and like there were like at least
please,
9 songs.
Do not
I was, like,
mess
dang.
Up anymore, Chris Brown. I cannot.
He's been good.
Afford
I feel
to
like.
Lose my jam.
He hasn't thrown any chairs out of windows. He hasn't hit anyone. They tried to make it seem like he choked that girl, but he didn't. Like, I think he's doing good. I mean, he had that monkey thing, but, you know, who doesn't have an illegal monkey every once in a while, right?
Yeah, just sit in a box, create some music, and sit in a box.
You know, he's doing great. Good for him. Moving on to Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. They're, like, hardcore together right now. Like, have you seen it? Like, the Instagram?
No.
I mean, it just happened, so I'm sure you probably haven't. It's only been, like, literally, like, a month.
I just know that she used to date Big Sean, and then she moved on to...
She dated Mac Miller. She's been with Mac Miller for the last 2 years.
And she, like, made out with him in a video, and...
Yeah, because they were together. They were together for 2 years. They broke up, like, last month. Like, literally in the last month. And then now she's with Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live, and he just broke up with his girlfriend of 2 years a month ago as well. And now he has her initials tattooed on his thumb, and he has her little, you know, her like dangerous woman, that mask with the bunny.
You know, that's
he has that tattooed around it. But honestly, this is my theory. My theory is that her and Pete met when she was on the last time she was on SNL, which was in 2016. And at that time, him and her would have both been in like talking mode with their significant others. You know, they weren't together officially, but they were probably just, you know, still talking to them and still talking to other people. And I think they exchanged numbers. And I think that when they did become official with their significant others, they never stopped texting each other like you're supposed to. And
that's after just 2 years,
I feel like after 2 years, they kept talking to each other and they started wanting to be with each other. And they broke up with their significant others. And now they're like, we love each other. We're together. I don't, because there's no way you get a tattoo of somebody that you've only known for a month or that you just started dating a month ago.
Right.
Sorry.
I mean,
and they both broke up with them at the same time, like days apart.
I would almost agree with you, but at the same time, I have been hit by love before, and I would definitely get somebody's name tatted if they were to
only pop a month. Up. Only a month.
Well, no, that's not no.
That's what I mean. Like, because yeah, no. I mean, because no. They want you. If to that's see, the first they're making time it seem like they broke up with their significant others, and then they met, and they've been dating for a month. And they just really love
mentally,
each other. But really, there's mentally, no way that you would get a tattoo of someone you've only been dating for a
mentally,
month.
They've been dating for about two years and a month.
Yeah, like emotional. It's emotional cheating. It's that kind of cheating where you're in love with someone, you're not having sex with them.
I'm glad you understood
what
I was saying.
You're texting back and forth, you're talking, you're confiding into each other about your relationship problems, and they're probably like...
Right.
And Mac Miller is known to have a problem with alcohol, and she said that was a main reason why they broke up.
Or just an excuse.
You know, he got arrested for a DUI. He already got into an accident like 2 weeks ago. Like, literally, and ran away from the accident. Hit a pole, ran and got arrested for DUI. So, I mean, he has talked about having trouble with alcohol. So, I think maybe she got tired of his alcoholism and her and Pete were talking, you deserve better. You know, men, there's always some man waiting in the wings. You better treat your woman right and make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do. That's why women will cheat. It's because you haven't been doing something for a long time. She's wanted you to and some other guy is doing it for her. And eventually, she's just going to leave you for him. So,
yep.
Hey, here's what it is. Watch your back. Moving on to something more happy. Well, I guess that's happy. They're happy, right?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Congrats.
Not Mac Miller and his ex or whatever. Jamie Foxx. He's going to be the new Spawn. Remember Spawn from like the 90s?
Yeah.
John Leguizamo. Okay. Michael Jai White. That was my movie, y'all. That was my movie.
Do you like Jamie Foxx as an actor, a singer, or as a... What else does he
do? I like him as everything.
Comedian too?
Alcohol. Yes. Okay, y'all, if you haven't Googled it, go on YouTube and look up Jamie Foxx relationships. He's in a blue silk shirt. He's playing the piano. And relationships and Brady Bunch. He sings really well and he makes you laugh. It's hilarious. He's got it all. I know you don't think. Darion's a little jealous.
No. I'm okay with you. I like Jamie Foxx.
He used to be a hater.
I used to be jealous.
When Dreamgirls came out, he was like, he can't sing, whatever. And now you're like, see, I knew you'd come around eventually. He's a good guy.
I mean, he's just very, very talented. Just like Will Smith.
He really is.
But I do like him in movies as well. I just saw Ray.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, and I was like, wow, that's so crazy. I remember...
He's a good actor. And he's supposed to be playing Mike Tyson in a Mike Tyson biopic, so I'm ready to see that.
Wow. So
that's
going to
be good.
You could do a lot at any age, you know.
Yeah, and he's doing Katie Holmes, too. So, I mean, he's doing everything.
Wow.
Mike Tyson, Katie Holmes.
Put the sunglasses on.
Hey, I mean, that's just how he is. And he's still private.
Do people still say that? Put the sun. I mean, is that a thing? Put the sunglasses. Okay.
I don't know.
I try.
It's gonna be okay. So let's talk about J.R. Smith. I don't know if you guys have been watching the finals. I'm sad the Celtics didn't make it, but they made it far without Kyrie and Gordon. So see us next season. Anyways, this was like the last. Cleveland and Golden State are tied, and it's like the last 4 seconds, 4 or 5 seconds left in the game.
I'm pretty sure everybody has already seen the meme of it because
he just...
LeBron is just everywhere.
I mean, why? And then to lie about it in your interview. No. I knew that we were tied. I thought he was going to call the timeout.
It's just, you know what? You can't smoke ganja before a game.
He looks high. You cannot. Like, he looked so high. That's what I said. I was like, was he high? Was he drunk? Because he looked like, what?
He probably took an edible.
Are his eyes normally open more? I don't watch the Cavaliers like that. I'm a Celtics fan.
It happens.
So are his eyes, I just want to know if anyone can leave it in the comments. Let me know if his eyes, are they normally a little more open? Or is he always like squint eyes all the time?
I think it was just a bad picture. Maybe I don't watch sports, so I couldn't tell you the answer.
He could be mixed. Maybe he's mixed with you know, some type of Asian.
I have persuasion. Small eyes, and I'm not Asian.
He's Colombian. His dad has small eyes. So. Okay. Well, he does.
I'm black. I'm black, y'all. Okay.
He's a wonderful and mixture of everything. There you go. Okay, let's talk about something a little serious. This U.S. trade thing, the tariffs. Okay, I don't know if you guys have been following it in the news and all the news about it, but Trump, like a month or two ago, was announcing all these tariffs, a 25% tariff on steel and all that, which is like taxes on stuff that comes in and out, basically steel. And he exempted like all of our allies, and except for China or something. And now that exemption is gone, and stuff is getting serious. Prices are about to, I know you've already noticed that the prices for gas has already gone up.
Yes. I pay $50 to fill up my Honda Accord. Does have a big tank, it's about 18 gallons. But awful, still, but $50. I was paying like in the 30s.
It's gone up like literally 20, yes. 30 cents in the last few days. Literally.
So this is the reason, because Trump is, because
he's pushing all of the allies. He's literally like blinging. He said, "Well, I'm going to raise these taxes, and if you, I won't raise them for you if we can come up with negotiations and basically charge me what I want you to charge me. And if you don't, this is the taxes that I'm going to give you." So they're like, "Well, we're not going to do that. We're charging you taxes. So now we're going to have to pay more for yogurt, for pizza, for tablecloths, bourbon, whiskey, beer, berries, grapes. All these come from other countries. Okay. Mexico has the berries. They have the grapes. They have whiskey. Canada has the bourbon. They have tablecloths. They have, I'm sorry, Mexico also has cheese. Cheese is also going to go up. Canada also has yogurt. I mean, there's
but all we have these... we have American-built stuff. We can also...
We don't have that many American-built things. I'm just saying, y'all.
Y'all better start growing our own food.
Mm-hmm, because prices are about to go up. And it's thousands of items that are going to go up because of this. Because he's trying to put America first.
Right. Well, it has been a dream of mine to grow grapes. I can't really make them.
Honestly, when I get a house, I want to have my own garden.
That's a lot. I just want to do grapes. Because grapes is going to be a lot as well.
Well, I want a garden. I don't know. I'm just saying. Guys, watch out. In Texas. When your prices go up, thank the president for all you people who voted for him. Because this is the product of your wonderful vote. Because you think he's so great. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it for Lauren Explains It All.
All right. Perfect. Just in time. Okay, so. Just in time for nothing. No, I'm just joking. We have a discussion session.
What are we discussing? What's happening?
Okay, so I was noticing something on Facebook.
What?
And this is a pet peeve. So we have like a pet peeve discussion topic. We're going to go in on some pet peeves. Okay,
okay.
First of all, number one, is that how you say it? Pet peeves?
My pet peeve.
Pet peeve.
Well, that is my pet peeve, but you have more than one pet peeves.
That's my pet hive. Okay, so anyway, let's move on. So we go move past this, obviously.
Put the eye in the wrong place.
So my thing is, one thing that I really, really can't stand is when on Facebook now, I don't know if you guys noticed, Lauren doesn't get on Facebook. I'm going to talk to you guys out there. on Facebook, you know, you can see memes all the time. You're like, oh my God, I love this meme. Let me share it on my page. Now they've like put it so it comes into like four pictures or something like that. One is the video. You can see the whole meme, but it's in different sections. And I'm like, okay, what that's the heck? Weird. It's just so irritating to like look at, because I want to see one full picture, not a couple pictures put together. I don't know. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it's a pet peeve of mine.
Talking about one picture.
Anyway, I found out a reason why they did it. I decided to go on Google, okay? And I decided to just find out that it's like if you have more pictures plus a video, you get shared more. You get seen more, I guess, in Facebook. They'll put you to like the front of the line. So if you see that stuff on Facebook, all those people out there
dislike
watching Facebook, you can't dislike
so
it.
So it'll go away.
I wish Lauren had Facebook so we can actually talk about it. But
I'm sorry. Anyway. I have it, but I just don't get on it. I use it to randomly stalk people, so watch your backs.
So then I was thinking, I was like, you know what? There's a lot of stuff that get on people's nerves. So Lauren, I never told you before the show, but what is one thing?
One thing?
That irritates you.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this has just happened to me recently. So I have a friend And they're like, hey, can you give me a ride? Can you ride me up the street? Because your car has air conditioning and, you know, mine doesn't. And I have to go up like 30 minutes away or something. I said, okay, that's fine. Okay, well, I'm dropping off my kid right now. I'll call you when I'm close. This is at about 3 o'clock. So I'm like, all right, let me get dressed, put my clothes on.
So this is like a whole pet peeve
story. Yeah, I'm like, no, it's a story. And then 40 minutes goes by, no call. I text him like, hey, what's going on? It's been about 45 minutes since you said you were on your way over here. What's happening? Oh, I just did it on my own. Don't worry about it.
Oh.
What? Don't have me waiting on you for no reason. I hate that. Just text. All you have to do is text me. Let me know. Just let me know. Don't have me sitting here waiting on you.
First of all, this is coming from Lauren, who is like the miscommunication queen.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My goodness.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm like, just let me know when you're on your way, when you're coming, when you show up.
He doesn't always say that.
Lauren doesn't.
He thinks that that's implied.
But anyway, so I decided to look at the top 10 things that people have been surveyed. And these are the top 10 pet peeves. So the first one that I have is mouth noises and chewing with your mouth open. That doesn't bother me. Maybe because I'm the one that chews with my mouth open, but that doesn't bother me.
You need to close your mouth. Okay.
Does that bother you?
It only bothers me when it's just really loud, if it's quiet, and I can just... You know, they were saying that movie during A Quiet Place, that was happening, because, you know, like for like more than an hour of the movie, there's no sound, because it's... supposed to be quiet, so you hear people eating all their food.
I never noticed it. I really never noticed it. Anyway, number two is poor driving etiquette. So basically, people who ride slow in the left lane, that irritates me.
Look, if you ain't going about 8 or 9 over, then get out of the way.
That's a pet
peeve. Don't sit there and make me slow down. Just move out of the way. That's all you have to do.
It's just, I just like, people are just, I really, especially in Dallas.
Look, okay, they put like a sign with how many people have died on the highways during the year, because that's how terrible people are. Here,
anyway, let's get through this list. So, not washing hands after using the bathroom. I think that guys you can see guys with that, because they're at urinals and they just walk out. Anyway, people who use the word "your" instead of "your,"
you're texting. Look, y'all, you are too old to be using the wrong ones.
Yes, and then number five, people who throw trash from their car window as they drive. Yes, please don't do that in front of me. Please don't.
If it lands on my car, other than please that, don't I don't do really that. Care that much. I think maybe people put their cigarettes out. I'm always afraid they're going to light the bottom of my car on fire. I'm just a little paranoid.
And then it's when people copy you in every way. So I guess, like, if you say I'm going back to school, they're like, I'm going to go back to school too.
Look, you need to live your own life, please. Thank you.
This one says bitchy schoolgirls. Okay. That was just who, I guess this is on a campus or something.
No one likes lunches.
Cell phone drivers.
Look, I am guilty of that.
I am working on it.
As that doesn't happen very often, though.
We are working on it, okay? the naming of celebrity couples, I like it.
I mean...
that's not a pet peeve.
That's annoying sometimes.
Who did this? Anyway. and then body odor. Yes, definitely.
I'm going to need you to wash that.
Yes. Ugh. You know what? I don't want to say too much, but I'm going to say there's a certain culture.
No, don't even.
We all know. We're not going to say nothing.
Nope. We're not going to say this out loud. Excuse me. We're not doing this.
We're not going to say nothing, but I'm just going to say there's a certain culture
just think
that...
really hard, but we're not going to say anything more than that.
Maybe...
Nope. We're not going to give you more hints. We're just not going to say it. Nope. Because we're not going to be those people.
So, anyway, let's move on. We're going to move on. We got to talk some shit, y'all.
Oh, okay.
So, talking shit. It's basically, we get to say whatever we want about a certain topic. Good or bad, we're going to talk shit anyway.
Okay.
This week, we're going to talk about Roseanne.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear about what happened to Roseanne? So, Roseanne is canceled. This is a show that I had started recently watching, because I used to like the old Roseanne. And I was even showing Lauren, I guess, an episode or two. It's a 30-minute episode. It was just like the old Roseanne. But she decided to be a little bit of a racist.
Yeah, I don't know if y'all saw her tweet, but...
a little bit.
The Muslim Brotherhood, Planet of the Apes.
Muslim Brotherhood, Planet of the Apes. So, that was just, like, absolutely, completely, like... I mean, like, religion, like, the whole religion, everything.
You can't do that, regardless of whether they look like a character from the Planet of the Apes.
So, anyway, she goes on this Twitter rant. She talks about a lot of stuff. Chelsea Clinton. I mean, just... I'm pretty sure you've seen it, okay?
Yes, yes.
And so from all this, I guess she didn't realize that her network was run by a black woman.
surprise.
Surprise, surprise. And got canceled like immediately.
Literally. It's crazy. And then be like, oh no, I was Ambien tweeting. It was the Ambien. So then Ambien came out and was like, just so you know, here at Sanofi or Sanofi or whatever it is, we have, you know, people of all races here working here, and racism is not a side effect of Ambien. Be trying to blame our pills on your racist tweets. Okay?
But you know, when we, come on, y'all. Like, we all know Roseanne.
I mean,
like,
she's been raised. She's been. She's always been open-minded, absolutely offensive.
Remember when she did the national anthem and was like farting and burping and
dressed up as Hitler.
You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, come on. You gave this person a show and you're surprised that they kept saying the things they've been saying for the last like decade.
And this is somebody who supports Trump. It's just so crazy. Like, these are the
and she loves
the
Trump.
People that like yeah.
And you gave her a platform. I don't know what you expected to happen.
Gave her a platform. So I know they're trying to like bring the show back, but without Roseanne.
They're trying to make it so that Darlene will be the center of the show instead of Roseanne being the center of it. So they're trying to maybe do it that way, and you know, maybe it'll work that way. I don't know,
we'll see, because Darlene's always been a bore to me. Sorry, no offense. She has, I mean, but I don't know
if that's that was the black hair, right?
If that was supposed to be her character,
with the crappy child. Yeah, her child has a nasty attitude. I'm gonna punch her in the face when I saw that episode.
It was a good episode, but you know what? I think that it was a really good decision. It's so crazy that in 2018 people are losing jobs and stuff.
They're trying to get somebody to lose a job.
So congratulations on that. That's what I think. I mean, that's a step in the right direction. I like the show.
I love it. I didn't really watch it, so I'm not mad that it's gone. I don't really care if it's gone. I'm glad that she lost it because, you know, I don't want some Trump supporting show up out. I'm sorry, that's not nice. Every type of support should have, to be honest,
when I did hear that she wasn't, I don't know, it's something about when you are a Trump supporter that just instantly
makes you, I look at you differently.
I don't like you. Like, when Kanye was doing all that Trump stuff, like, it really affected me. Like, no.
Yeah, I'm not listening to his music. I don't care. I'm not going to listen to his album, the one that just came out. I don't care. I'm not going to listen to it.
It's just like an instant... because he's such a bigot. I don't even know if that word really means, but a lot of people say it.
Oh my gosh, sure. Damn, please.
I'm sorry. I mean, like, I know
if
what
you it, think slavery is a choice, that just shows you how removed you are. You are from Chicago, and on top of the fact that he's not even donating to a charity that has his mother's name on it, you know you have the money. You paid $85,000 for a picture of Whitney Houston's drug bathroom, but you won't give $85,000 to a charity for Chicago children that need it when you used to be one. That just shows how, like, little of himself is left.
Right.
He's not, I don't know who he is. So maybe he's just
to all you Trump supporters, to Roseanne, good riddance. Okay, you don't deserve anything anyway.
Well, I don't deserve anything, but all the people I work with are Trump supporters. So
everybody
but the gay guy that I work with wrote it for Trump. So I mean, I can't, you know, they're all over the place. Unfortunately, like a disease.
Okay, we just don't deserve racism. How about that?
We don't. Exactly. No one wants racism. Okay. It's on the rise because
of all this. Let's just all try to just be one person. I'm sorry that everybody's becoming equal, but...
Notice our similarities and our differences and all that. All
right, y'all. So now we're going to move on to inspiration, okay?
Yes, this segment is called Inspire You.
It's called Inspire Me, okay? And so, Lauren, we have some quotes. We're going to inspire you guys. We want to give you some inspiration. Lauren, what is your quote that you want to give to everyone this week?
Okay. You can be the ripest, juiciest peach in the world, and there's still going to be somebody who hates peaches. Okay? So, just be yourself. Live for yourself and stop worrying about people thinking about you, because there's always going to be somebody
because there's
that does
some
not
guys
like
who
you.
Like rotten
I live
peaches.
So many, exactly.
You know what I'm
they
saying?
They don't want the juicy, ripe, pretty ones that aren't penetrated a lot by a bunch of little worms in the garden.
Maybe Lauren fell a little bit too early off the peach tree, and she's been sitting there, and flies have been on it. There's always...
You are such an evil piece of crap! Oh my gosh! I am not a fly-ridden piece of fruit on the ground. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying, if you were to
I am
be.
The best... If you were, got daggone basket,
it doesn't matter if you were the best.
They're fighting over me at the got daggone.
It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, it doesn't matter if you were or are or not. I'm just saying that
Darion's a brown, ugly prune on the ground, shriveled up in the sun and dried, about to be ripped apart by a bunch of ants.
And that ant better be my wife. And what? We're gonna be too. I'm just saying, somebody's gonna pick
Darion's
me.
Gonna F
anyway. Let me get mine out the way, okay? Okay, so mine's is gonna be about anyway. Let me just say it. If nothing ever changed, there be no butterflies. Come on, y'all. That's by Unknown, because I don't know. You know what I'm just saying? Really, honestly, we got to go through change all the time. We always have
change
to grow.
Change is good.
We
I know
always
you're
have
scared
to get
of
better.
it.
That's just what I believe. I mean, you
Change is good.
and you have to accept change. I know you've been, you finally got down this routine and you're like, I finally got it. I can
I'm
do it. And
comfortable.
then it just changes and you got to do something completely
That's
different.
a good
You
thing.
just got to go ahead and do it. Just go ahead and get through it. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway.
The blessing on the other side will be so worth it, I promise.
Yes, it's going to be worth it. Anyway, y'all, we got to go. We only got a 30-minute show, but nonstop
Sorry.
chatter. But we will be back next week on Sunday.
Yes.
You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, and on
Definitely.
blogtalkradio.com/truthandarion. Make sure you rate us. Make sure you
Subscribe.
love us. And Lauren, where can they find you on Instagram?
You can find me on Instagram at LaurenTheG.
And then you can find me at The Dawn, Darion,
Oh,
Darion. You gotta say it
okay.
like that. Anyway, y'all, it was so great talking to everyone. Hope y'all join us next week, and I guess we see you then. Adios.
Bye.